Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Mercedes,
Micah,
and Heather.
And today we are joined by Alex, a fellow lucky mama and the founder of 4 Kids by Kids Designs. We are so excited to chat with her, and thank you friends for joining us. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Happy wrapping up. I guess Down syndrome month is over. Happy November.
I know. Cozy fall. Happy November.
Happy November. I love November. My birthday is this month. I'm going to be 48 years old.
I'm so excited for you.
40 years old, you guys. And guess what else? This is not what we were originally going to talk about, but let me just tell everyone how epic my November is going to
be. Let's hear it. We want to
knocking
know.
On wood because it better all happen. I'm going to Hamilton. I got my mom tickets for her birthday.
Yes.
It's a very selfish, indulgent birthday present for my mom. my mom and I are going to Hamilton, and then the next weekend is my 40th birthday party. And then it's basically Thanksgiving after that. And we're
going to
be for a week. So
amazing.
Woo! Things are looking up.
They are looking good.
they've been up. It's fine.
And I'm going to come crash the party as much as possible.
That's right. That's right. We're going to be really close to Mercedes, basically in her hood.
Nice.
O-side. Is that what you call it now?
Yeah. South O. Do you live in South O?
Sure. Ooh. Obviously.
South O. You want me to? That's where I should be.
That's so funny. So thank you for letting me indulge in that.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that I highly recommend turning 40.
Okay.
Great age. Great time.
Good to hear.
Just don't fall down any stairs.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Words of wisdom.
Otherwise,
for the listeners who maybe don't know what Mike is talking about. Was it on your 40th birthday? Just kidding. I know it wasn't.
It was not on my 40th birthday. It was 2 weeks later.
Yes. So, and Micah fell down the stairs and got a concussion that kind of messed things up for you.
You know, yes. But otherwise being 40 is awesome.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll hear that. Mercedes, how long until you're 40?
Oh my goodness. I'm a spring chicken. No,
oh my gosh.
It's like
little babe.
Like,
little
I don't know, babe. 15 years.
Oh, something gosh. Like that. Like, I can't even count on 2 fingers. No, it's like 3 years. Cause I'm 37, 38, 39, 40. 40 years.
That she counted on her fingers.
I did. 3 years.
Okay. Closely
I'm
behind.
I'm excited. I know. 40 seems not so shabby.
Not too shabby. Anytime I hit a milestone like that, or my kids do, I just have a little bit of a moment of freak out that life just keeps happening and there's nothing we can do to slow it down. And I just have these very clear memories of being in my 20s and people who were 40 were so old.
100%.
So old.
I know.
And somehow in my head, I'm still like 26, 27.
Oh.
Right? Until
at
I
least.
Hang out. Yeah. Until I hang out with 26
at the most. Yes.
And then I'm like with a group of people who are 26, 27. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, I cannot handle you guys.
We are different. We are different. And I am old. And you look at me and think, dang, she's old. And that's that.
And she thinks we're the same.
That's how I feel with our producer, Val. Whenever we all hang out with Val.
Val.
I'm like, Val is just a lot younger than us, you guys. See, Val. And in my head, I'm like, we're totally best friend peers. And I think in her head, she's like, yeah, you're a lot older.
At the DSTN, she let me borrow her jean jacket. And I looked really cool in her oversized jean jacket. I was like, thanks, Val. I felt like I was wearing my cool younger sister's jacket.
Totally.
You looked amazing. You totally did.
You looked so young.
Thank you.
Like a spring chicken.
Like 35. Instead of 37.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, as life keeps moving on, so will this episode.
Yes, it will.
All right, Micah, do you have a review for us?
I do have a review. Okay, I'm excited to share this. And listen to this name. Abritty? A-B-R-I-T-T-Y. It's cute.
I would say Abritty.
Abritty. Oh. Okay, cute. Okay, Abritty, we like your name. And Abritty says, one of the first books I discovered after our prenatal diagnosis was The Lucky Few. Hear it up. Can you say hear it up? That's it. You don't say that.
I don't know what that means.
I need to hang out with some 20-year-olds to find out.
What's that mean?
Hear it up.
No, let's hear it for the lucky few.
Let's give it up and
let's hear it.
Yeah. Okay. You just made that up right now. No one's ever said
okay.
that before.
Okay. Yep. Now we are.
Okay.
Cool kids. Okay. Abritty, I'm going to continue this. Okay. So she discovered the lucky few. That led me to IG and then to this podcast. I just love everything about it. Heather and the crew are so encouraging, but also so real. I would recommend this to any and all. So Abritty, thank you so much for that. And to all of you out there, don't forget to review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And maybe we'll read it aloud next week. We appreciate you, Abritty, and we love reading all of these and are thankful for your support.
Yay. Thank you, Micah and Abritty. I wonder if that's really her name.
I think that's it. I think that's it. Cool.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited. Ladies, let's listen to my interview with Alex Rivera, founder of 4 Kids by Kids Designs and a fellow lucky mama. Here we go. Good morning, friends. I am here with a new friend of mine named Alex Rivera. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, Mercedes. So nice to be here.
I'm so happy to be chatting with you. Would you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure, yes. So my name is Alex. Like you mentioned, I'm the owner and I'm going to call myself the co-conspirator of 4 Kids by Kids. And I'll tell you more about that later. Married to my husband Ray for a long time, over 15 years, but I'll do the math later.
Okay, amazing. I love that.
And we have 2 children, Aria, she's 9, and Penny, she's 2.5, and she happens to have Down syndrome. Mm. So she's sort of the reason why we're kind of here today.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So I guess let's just dive right in and talk about 4 Kids by Kids, how it came to be, what is it? Give our listeners all the good stuff, please.
All right. So was it last year when COVID hit, or has it been 2 years now? It feels like 2 years. It feels like forever. But it was when the kids initially stopped school and my daughter was sent home, the oldest one, the 9-year-old, and we were kind of doing schoolwork, the kitchen counter. And she said something about a t-shirt, and I have a graphic design background. So I said, hey, we can make that t-shirt and we'll print it and I'll get it for you. And that's how it kind of started. After that, we sort of just went back and forth talking about this t-shirt and maybe we can do more like that. Maybe we can open a store and then maybe we can create a design that is for charity. So initially our charity and our 4 Kids by Kids started on Etsy with me and her, Aria and Mom, the co-conspirators of 4 Kids by Kids. And we created our first design for charity was and we still have it in the store. It's called, the t-shirt says, "Be kind every time." And we had our followers submit some suggestions for charities, and we picked St. Jude's at the time. So that's how it started. And after that, we were just kind of designing different t-shirts, and I didn't feel like there was a purpose to it. You know, it was just, you know, you could buy a t-shirt from us, or you could buy a t-shirt from the 1,000 other stores that sell graphic t-shirts. So it just felt that we needed to do something more. It just felt like that is not what it was supposed to be, but we were just kind of starting out and learning on the go, because, you know, obviously neither of us had the experience at that time to do this. It was just an idea, and we made it happen. So because we were already sort of networked with the National Down Syndrome Society, my husband is an athlete ambassador with them. So we had, you know, a few people we already knew because we worked with them, and he did some runs with them. So, and then Penny, obviously, who has Down syndrome, is our biggest motivator behind For Kids by Kids. So, you know, I said, what? It only makes sense to make something that is Down syndrome awareness related and have proceeds go to the National Down Syndrome Society. And it took me a long time to do a design because I am my worst critic, right?
Totally. Same.
Yeah. And I wanted it to be very meaningful. Mm-hmm. I, you know, if you look around on the web, there is 1,000 Down syndrome awareness designs, and, you know, you can go from butterflies and skeletons dancing, and it just, you know, they're cute, right? But I felt like it needed to be something more meaningful, and how I felt about Down syndrome at the time, how I feel about my daughter, you know, how mm-hmm. I feel about the whole entire thing. So our first design for us was one that said perfectly imperfect, because for me, everybody feels differently. I understand that. But for me, every single person is imperfect. Mm-hmm. There is not a perfect person in this world, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel we're all perfectly imperfect in our own ways. And that's how I felt about Penny. You know, she is perfectly imperfect for me. She's just who she's meant to be. And that was our first design. And then the second design was a 3.21, which is just a very basic kind of like distressed design. And all it says is 3.21. And it's been a great design. It's been my favorite. I wear it and I go out and people come and ask me what's 3.21, which is exactly the point of what I was trying to make. So I am very happy when people ask, and I can tell them that 3.21 is, you know, the three copies of the 21st chromosome that all people with Down syndrome have. And then we can tell them our story. So that's how we started. After Etsy, you know, again, and after we decided that this is going to be more geared towards giving back, pretty much we reframed, I guess, the whole business model into making it all be about giving back. So everything that we do, or we try to tie everything to a charity. And so besides the National Down Syndrome Society, we do have one more small local charity. And then from time to time, we have different designs that go to other charities. But all charities help children in some sort of way. So that's the main point behind this. Mm-hmm. But again, obviously the National Down Syndrome Society is our biggest partner right now. It's personal. Mm-hmm. Love them. And so we created our e-commerce store in March.
Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah. So it's only been a few months. We're working hard.
Oh, I know.
And we just want to give back, you know, that is the main point behind For Kids by Kids.
I love that. That's awesome. Are you guys working on anything I don't know if you can spill the beans, but are you guys working on anything specific right now? For the holidays are coming, so I bet you're busy.
Yeah, so we did a couple of new designs for Down Syndrome Awareness Month that we have in the store. But the biggest thing we did is find these dolls that have Down syndrome features. Mm-hmm. And a few months ago, I reached out to the manufacturer and asked them if we could sell their dolls. And we're able to do a test run this past weekend to start Down syndrome awareness with. We did a 3-day sort of fundraiser sale on our site with the dolls, and we were able to raise over $1,000 for the National Down Syndrome Society.
Awesome. So I'm
very excited.
In 3 days. That's awesome.
Yes. So that was great. This was our first test to see how they would be perceived, you know, what the interest would be. And it was more than I expected.
Yeah.
So we are working hard to get everybody's orders out.
Yeah. That's always the next step, right? Yeah. Like you sell, and then you're like, okay, whoa, now let's get them out.
Right. So yeah, it was more than what we expected. So, but we're on point, and all the orders will be out shortly. We said we're going to have them out by the 15th, and they will be out by the 15th. But this is a great indication of something we can do again. These dolls are great. I'm going to show one to you.
Yeah, show me.
I have it sitting next to me, and he's so cute.
Oh my goodness. I love it. And I love a diverse doll. Woohoo.
Yes. So,
I love it.
I know. He's so adorable.
I love the beanie. That's a hip looking doll. Yes. Okay. Those dolls are so cute. Our listeners, please go check out their site. They're on there.
Yes. Thank you. You can find them at on our site at www.fkbk.net. And again, 15% of the sales of these dolls go to the National Down Syndrome Society. Always. So we hope you love them. Oh, they're beautiful. And they have some really cute outfits.
Oh, that's so fun. I have a question. Because I feel like being a part of this community now, only for 8 years, it feels like sometimes, you know, in motherhood, you're like, whoa, 8 years. I've been mom for 8 years. That feels long. And then in the grand scheme of life, you're like, oh, I'm still a baby mom. You know, that's not very long. I feel like I've ran into so many moms, and me myself, I feel like that's why even I wanted to do this podcast, that our kiddos, they bring out this like desire in us to do more, right? To like really pursue something, to shout their worth. And what would you say to a mom or dad who also wants to start something that is encouraging, or they just feel this tug? Because I feel it, to do a project or something like that. Because I know it's hard to start stuff as parents, right? Because we're running around and doing all the things, but they still feel inspired. What was some encouragement you got, or you told yourself that you could also encourage a listener that is feeling kind of pulled to do something similar or something different, but still shout the worth of their child in a creative way?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what I did. I just did it, and I learned every single day. It's a lot of hours, but it just means so much to me that it doesn't feel like I'm doing anything that's not normal. You know, it feels like this is what I'm kind of meant to do. It just gives me so much satisfaction to be able to do this and raise awareness and be able to give back to our community. Mm-hmm. That I love so much, you know? And so I'd say, just do it. Because, and like I tell my daughter, if you fall, you get up and try again. Mm. That's all. I've been learning every single day since we started this. We improve things every single day from lessons that we learn. It's just kind of like part of life. You know, if you feel it, just do it. It will come together. And if it doesn't, you know, the first time, you make adjustments and go from there. Mm.
I love that. Would you like to share anything else about your sweet daughter?
Penny.
Penny girl. So cute.
Girl, she is. She's our little Penelope.
Oh. Penny.
To share, I celebrate her every single day, you know, little moments, just little moments feel so great. I'm enjoying her being so tiny. She's 2.5, but you know, she's still my baby and she's my last baby.
I know.
Yeah, no, it feels great to just have I call her my tiny little munchkin.
Oh.
But you know, she just wanted to say no. And
so she's 2, but she is actually 2. So she's right. A toddler. Oh yeah. My goodness. Is she walking yet?
She is walking. Yeah. She started walking at some point after 2.
Okay.
And she's 2.5 now, getting close to 3. But yep, she is walking. She is telling us no every single day.
Yeah.
She's very aware of the word no. And she's working on yes.
Yeah. A little muffin. I just remember that 2-year-old face so vividly, 2 and 3, where I was like, my little sweet sunflower girl, my little blondie angel baby was all of a sudden getting a little attitude. I was like, what is happening?
I know, right?
My angel baby, you're giving me sass. And which was really also that catch 22 of laughing about it. And then also being like, okay, we got to work on this.
I know. It's so hard, right? Because at that age, they're just so cute when they give you that attitude back.
You're like, oh, look at you, a little person giving attitude.
I know. It's hard to correct it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, whatever, just let her be, you know? And she makes us laugh. So that we just love her little attitude. Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. I have enjoyed chatting with you, and I was just scrolling through your store. I love the shirts, the creative, beautiful shirts that you have. And I love that it's a mother-daughter team.
Thank you.
It's super special. Thank you for bringing your talent to the world. It's so fun.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be part of it. You know, if it wasn't for, I really think if it wasn't for our little daughter, you know, if it wasn't for little Penny, this wouldn't have happened. This was just, this is truly a Penny thing.
That's so sweet. And can you tell our listeners all the ways they can find you? Social media, Facebook, your website again, just any way they can find your store and purchase some shirts.
Sure. It is, our website is www.fkbk.net. And that stands for Kids by Kids. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at 4KidsByKidsDesign. You will find the links on our website too, which is probably easier to get to. Mm-hmm. But yes, please find us. If you've purchased anything in the past, share pictures. We'd love to see them. And I can't wait to, when we send out these dolls to everyone, I cannot wait to get your pictures back. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. So fun. Well, before I let you go, I know you have probably 1,000 little tidbits to share, but can you share one little good news about your Penny girl with our listeners?
Oh, goodness. What to pick? So she just started pre-K through our local elementary school. And we're very excited about that. And she's been doing great. So we're encouraging her to just go have fun and just enjoy being in the company of others every day. Sometimes we have, you know, previously had high expectations, maybe, you know, like when you don't know about what you don't know. And we're new to a child with Down syndrome. We've never had experience before. And I'll just say that we rather not have expectations of her. We just accept to be happy and enjoy life, you know, just be her. Mm-hmm. And that's what I celebrate every day. Just her being her is just the way she was meant to be.
Yeah. I feel like I'm so sad we're wrapping up because I want to pick that apart a little bit. I'm like, oh, just got good. What do you mean? But we'll have to save that for another show, because I feel like a lot of parents can relate to that, of having not expectations to burden your child, but almost just natural expectations. And then to have that needing to be wiped clean and with new perspective is a journey, and is something that's
absolutely,
yeah, it's pretty beautiful, because it does also then spread into your thoughts about your other kiddos. So it doesn't turn into expectations, but really coming alongside all your children and lifting them up, you know, encouraging them more when they need, like, I don't know. I agree with you. The expectations part that I went into parenthood changed when I just was doing life with Sunflower, and what that meant to be a mom to a child with disabilities, and having different timelines, having different goals. It's really beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. So
I 100% agree. Yeah. I would love to chat more about it. It's so much to say, you know, a totally different new outlook in life. I was always very open-minded to begin with, but this child has given me so much more, like,
yeah,
you know,
another layer
in a positive way. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, friend, for coming on here and sharing about your family and your business.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was so good to talk to you, Alex.
You too.
Yes, thank you, Alex. We'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, ladies, that was so fun.
It's just so fun.
I know. It brought me back to just that fun reminder. I feel like every time I talk to an entrepreneur mama, I just feel the same feels. I know you feel the same way, Heather, of just like our kids with Down syndrome inspire us to want to like shout their worth, right? Mm-hmm. And use our creativity to do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was just fun. It was fun. And it's fun to talk to creative people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
who are passionate.
Yeah, she was great. And her company is awesome. Same. I love how our kiddos inspire us to start things. I like too that it was her older daughter who doesn't have Down syndrome who really started it off with her.
Yeah.
I thought that was really fun to do that. And then I love that she's put something out in the world like this, and a reminder to all of us in our space in Down syndrome, there's enough space for everyone to do all the things they want to do, you know, write all the books. And
there's not only a certain number of pieces that are available. There's always more.
Right. Yeah. And everyone brings their own unique take. And so I love this. There's quite a few, and she talked about this. There's a bunch of different people making t-shirts that are Down syndrome awareness specific. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and she's got her own taste and her own spin and her own design. So I was really grateful that she came on the show and shared with us. It's really sweet.
Me too. It was a good conversation. Fun. And always talking to another mama with a kiddo with Down syndrome, it just feels easy.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It does.
Well, I just love any mother-daughter duo out there making things in the world.
So sweet.
I need a daughter to make things with me.
Oh,
you need all alone truly to you.
Okay.
Because I've talked, truly, I mean,
truly, yes. Let's start a business.
Yep. She's got lots of ideas, and I don't have a lot of energy. So
I know. Hopefully I'm guessing that the pet daycare. Pet Fest mm-hmm. has come to
so
an end.
Gross. Pet Fest.
Exactly. Sometimes the names, you're like, can we brainstorm that a little further?
I don't know why it's gross. It's just a fest.
Let's whiteboard that. Pet Fest. No, I shut that down.
Pet Fest.
Because no one's dropping their dog off at my house. Nor has anyone called.
Lord.
But she's got lots of other ideas. Don't worry.
Yes. Don't worry. She's her YouTube ones. Her
shows. Yes. Her YouTube shows, but she doesn't have a YouTube channel. That's the best.
I know. Subscribe. That's the best part.
Subscribe and like. She's the best. You guys, I'll tell the story real quick. Talk about entrepreneur. she made Rainbow Loom bracelets. Have we talked about that? What, or is that what it's called? Those rubber band, rubber band. Yeah. Loom. Okay. Yes. And we were, you know, I'm like not real quick to get on trends and go to the store and pay full price for things. So surprise, surprise. I got a whole kit at a yard sale for like $3, Heather. Everything you could ever imagine to make every Rainbow Loom that exists. And we're like 2 years too late to the game. And Truly and her friend made all these Rainbow Looms, went outside our house, which we don't live in like a, it's not like a lot of traffic on our street. Set up a little table with a sign to sell Rainbow Looms, and 30 minutes later had made $26.
Woo!
Selling Rainbow Looms. So she's on to something, right? And she's getting it. So she's going to take care of me one day. I just know that to be true.
I love it so much.
Well, I just need to borrow her. I need to borrow her just for a little bit so we can have a mother-daughter duo.
Okay.
Do something. We'll be thinking. I don't have many gifts to offer the world though. In terms of products.
Well, so. Truly will bring it out in you. Okay. So you guys, you guys whiteboard that.
Just give her a moment. Yeah.
Right.
We'll figure it out.
Inspired by Alex and her daughter.
Yes.
We'll see what you come up with, Micah. I'm excited.
Good. Good. Well, we're so grateful that Alex was here with us today, and hope that all of our listeners will head over to check out For Kids by Kids. And it's time for our favorite part of the episode, you guys. Good news. Truly, my borrowed daughter, take it away.
Time for good news. Time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news.
All right. I love hearing that good news from Alex. We also have some good news from a listener. This is from 321 underscore blessed underscore mom, who says Jordan Grace learned to whistle after many years of trying, and it's the cutest thing to see. And there's a reel on her Instagram page if you want to watch it. So 321 underscore blessed underscore mom. Let's put that on our show notes.
Yes.
Val, because that's really good news. That's so cute.
That's Jordan amazing Grace. To me.
I don't know how to whistle.
Oh,
so I need Jordan Grace to teach me.
That takes a lot of muscle strength.
Mm-hmm. And certain talents.
Certain talents.
There's a certain skill set.
It's a skill set. So it's not for everyone.
So Mercedes, you are the best. Oh gosh. I have some good news. Raise my hand. Mason washed her hair this morning. I'm just gonna leave it at that. It is just a thing that we're dealing with. Macy washed her hair, came down the stairs this morning and had washed her hair, and I would like almost cried happy tears.
Aww.
20 minutes prior to that, it was like tears of sadness for not wanting to wash her hair. Anyways, that's all. Go Mace.
Love it.
Good news.
Go Mace.
Taking care of yourself is a big stinking deal.
It's a big stinking deal.
Stinking, yeah. No pun intended or pun intended, right?
Hey. You ladies are the best. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. As always, we want to hear from you. Please leave us a voicemail or a DM on Instagram and share about your family or your good news about your loved one with Down syndrome. And if you have a product or a business that wants to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome, then we would love to partner with you. You can email us at hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for our sponsorship opportunities. A huge thank you to our editor, Josh Avis, our producer, Val Schleter, our sponsor, and all of you who have shared the Lucky Few podcasts with your friends and listened faithfully and cheered us on. Thank you so much. You are amazing. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember that you, dear listeners, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth and a narrative shifter. So keep on keeping on. We are cheering for you. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Goodbye, friends. Thank you.
Bye, friends.
Bye, everybody.
Mercedes. Yay.
Yeah. My voice isn't ready this morning. I'm like, ah.
Yay. You're the cutest.